from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo. Topping our report this hour, Donald Trump might be thinking about replacing his pick for Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. A new report from the Wall Street Journal says Trump is mulling a few people as his replacement, including Florida Governor Ron DeSantis as a replacement. This comes as Hegseth is embroiled in multiple misconduct allegations, but Hegseth says he's not withdrawing his nomination. A New Jersey mom caught her boyfriend raping her 5-year-old daughter.
After being convicted of aggravated sexual assault in June, 43-year-old Oscar Miralda was sentenced this week to 25 years in state prison. He will not be eligible for parole. The Atlantic County prosecutor says Miralda was dating the 5-year-old victim's mother, and they all lived together in Atlantic City. Authorities said he was caught in 2022 thanks to a camera phone that was used to keep an eye on the young girl's bedroom. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
If you're feeling the holiday blues, you're not alone. This time of year can be difficult for New Jerseyans missing loved ones or feeling pinched by holiday expenses. Counselor Mary Beth Risk says the best thing to do is to talk it out.
There are many studies that validate the concept of talking with someone about what's on your heart, what's weighing you down.
Counselor Mary Beth Fisk says other things that can help are setting realistic expectations for yourself, eating right, exercising, and getting a good night's rest. And a South Jersey teacher's aide has been sentenced to 7 years in prison for a drunken hit and run that left a grandfather dead. DeAndre Brown Palmer pleaded guilty to a charge of death by auto under plea deal in October. The 44-year-old Swedesboro resident who worked for the Bridgeton School District at the time admitted to doing several shots of vodka and whiskey and smoking weed before getting into his car on July 2nd. Court records show that Brown Palmer's blood alcohol content was nearly 3 times the legal limit when he passed another car on Shirley Road in Upper Pittsgrove and struck cyclist Douglas Nutt, killing the 62-year-old. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com and click on demand. And will it get any warmer, or are we in full winter mode? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather, periods of rain and wet snow for tonight. So we'll be increasingly windy with temperatures mostly in the mid to upper 30s. Could be a slushy coating to an inch or so of accumulation mainly north and west of 287. A couple of rain and snow showers ending early tomorrow. Could be some reduced visibility, maybe a few slick spots in the northwest hills from any heavier rain or snow shower early. But very windy through the day, some gusts to 50 miles per hour. Temperatures will fall into the 30s with some breaks of sun and blustery and cold tomorrow night and Friday. I'm Brian Thompson.
We've got 40 degrees in Jersey City, 40 degrees in Woodbridge, 42 degrees in Pemberton. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.